The U.S. Senate managed to pass a controversial trade bill late last night before the Memorial Day recess. Then-Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky helped bring the next item of business to a halt. That would be legislation to reform or renew the government's authority to access millions of Americans' phone records for terrorism investigations. NPR's Elsa Chang reports.
By early evening, there was still a buzz of optimism as senators dipped into a room near the chamber to grab plates of Italian food. They spoke of a last-minute deal on the surveillance program that would soon emerge. Here's the number two Republican, John Cornyn of Texas.
I think once we can get Senator Paul and Senator Wyden in a place where they feel like their rights are protected, then I think we'll end pretty quickly.
Hopefully tonight still, right?
Yeah, 10, 11, 12.
Try 1 a.m. That was the time on the Senate floor when everyone realized there'd be no deal at all.
I will object, and I do. I object.
One lone senator, Kentucky Republican and presidential candidate Rand Paul, wouldn't let the Senate advance even a one-week extension of the government's bulk collection of phone records. He said privacy rights were at stake. A two-month extension had just failed on the floor, along with a House bill that would let only phone companies store the data.
Mr. President, I renew my request with an amendment to extend the expiring authorities until June the 5th.
So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tried getting everyone to agree to at least a four-day extension so the program wouldn't lapse, he said, and leave Americans at risk.
Objection is heard.
Okay, maybe a two-day extension?
I renew my request with an amendment to extend expiring authorities till June the 3rd.
Nope.
Objection is heard.
How about one lousy day?
Mr. President, I renew my request with an amendment to extend expiring authorities until June the 2nd.
Senator from Kentucky.
I object.
And so McConnell asked the Senate to cut its recess short and return on May 31st, just hours before the Patriot Act provisions are set to expire. Maybe a deal could be reached then. But Republican John McCain of Arizona is doubtful.
There's a new breed in the Senate, and we have seen the manifestation of it, of people who are willing to, one or two or three, are willing to stand up against the will of the majority.
But Paul says he's standing up for all Americans. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.